Today is August the 16th, 2010. This is a very powerful birthday. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Can you feel the energy and the creativity in this particular song? I picked this because of today being a Leo 10 of Clubs day, and also because of our topic tonight, which is about jacks. We're going to have some fun talking about that. I am starting to get happily moved in to North Carolina. I still feel like I'm not here because I haven't even made contact with most of my old friends who live here. But we are getting close to that time when we can actually ask people to come over to the house. So much work. So much to do. Oh. Organizing your stuff. How many of you have had to move lately or in the last year or so? And you find out just how much stuff you have. It's unbelievable. It's kind of like George Carlin says, you know, your house is this place where you keep your stuff. And it always does fill up. It always fills up with stuff. It's so interesting. It's an unconscious process. You don't notice it. But you notice it when you go from a larger house to a smaller one. Or like we did, we went from a smaller house to a slightly larger house and then back to the same house. And now we don't have room for all of our stuff. It's hilarious on one hand and kind of tragic on the other. It shows you the level of unconsciousness we have about collecting. And I love it lately when I hear people talk about, you know, getting rid of things. A lot of people lately have told me they're just getting rid of things. Like, they don't even know exactly why they're getting rid of things, but they're starting to get rid of things. Like, there's something coming. So, tonight is, this is a Leo 10 of Clubs day. One of the most powerful birthdays of the year, I would say, because, I mean, you look at some of the people whose birthday is today. Madonna is one, for example, and James Cameron, who did Titanic and Pandorum. I mean, you just look at James Cameron. He's such a great example. But there's other people as well. I mean, there's a lot of really successful people born today. We have actress Angela Bassett. We have former Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin. We have, let's see, Tim Ferriss, musician, Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford. Both born the same day, 23 years apart. Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford. Interesting. Actor Timothy Hutton. Actress Laura Innes. Musician Emily Robinson. Leslie Ann Warren. And a few other people that I don't even know. So I won't even mention them. But very powerful. Very powerful birthday. Very independent. The Ten of Clubs is the person that will always rise up to the top of their profession, whatever that may be, as soon as they realize what that profession is. Like, what is going to be the profession that's going to really rock their world? And many times I've had to tell Ten of Clubs people that their chosen line of work is too small for them. It's not enough to keep their interests and not enough for them to really fully invest themselves in the work that they're doing. And I've never had an argument with them about it. They always realize that that's actually the truth for them. That, you know, they need something that's really, really challenging so that they can be challenged to do something it's up to their full capacity. They have a much higher capacity to create than the average person. So you can see, and the only 10 of clubs that are not really successful are those who haven't quite made up their mind or haven't quite figured it out. It's not necessarily an easy birthday for relationships, but it doesn't really matter to them because really career is really everything for a 10. Any 10, their work, their career is usually prominent in their list of priorities. So as long as that's going well, they're pretty happy with the rest. It's not to say a lot of them do get married and they have successful marriages. But there's a lot of them that, you know, it's just not that important. And they'll get married and they'll try it for a while and, you know, they'll be back at their career in no time. They end up heading back to the career after the relationship went through its cycle, you might say. Good way of putting it. Through its cycle. So, anybody born today, happy birthday, and I hope you call in so we can have a talk with you and let you in on what's happening in the coming year. So, speaking of the Ten of Clubs, I have a question for you that leads us into tonight's discussion. Why is it that so many Ten of Clubs women have a name that starts with J, like Jennifer, Jenna, Jessica? Now, I happen to know a lot of Ten of Clubs. I have a lot of Ten of Clubs clients. And it's amazing how often their names start with J. Of course, a lot of them don't, but you'd be surprised. So why would that be? And this is for some of you advanced card students out there. And if you guessed right, it's because they have a Jack as their first karma card, and which is the Jack of Spades. So this Jack of Spades, first karma card, brings a Jack quality to the Ten of Clubs and also to the Ten of Hearts. They also have a Jack as a first karma card. And this Jack, even though it's a negative karma card, still brings tremendous gifts. Tremendous gifts, the Jacks. And we're here to talk about the Jacks tonight and the fantastic Jacks, as I call them, because of what they have going for them. Think about it for a minute now. The Jack is the card after the 10. And 10 is the highest number. There's no more numbers after 10. It's the highest number. It means the complete, like, fullness. And it means having an entire round of experience in that suit. And having a grasp on the mastery of that suit from a whole cycle of experience that has been gained. And the Jack goes one beyond that because the Jack moves into several new areas that the 10 doesn't. One is it becomes part of the royal family. All the Jacks are part of the royal family. So if you're a Jack, you're just like a king or a queen. You will not bow down to other people. And you demand respect from other people. You are part of the royal family. You are with the king and queen in the court. And you get people's respect. And yet, you have no responsibility in the court. The Jack was like the prince in the court. And often, Jacks are considered bisexual or asexual because they are before the grown-up. They're the man before he has grown up. And, you know, back in Roman times, pretty much all men had a homosexual relationships until they reached the right age. That sounds kind of strange for us to say that, but that's the way it was in Rome. And the Jack is sort of, it could be like a girl or a boy in a way. And the Jack of Clubs is really, because it's the Uranus and Venus card together, the Jack of Clubs, they always look, the female Jack of Clubs especially, if you look at them, you can see both equal male and female. Look at Oprah Winfrey, for example. She's a famous Jack of Clubs. Sarah Jessica Parker. There's tons, but every time I can actually pick out a Jack of Clubs in a crowd. I've done it before. I was giving a talk one night, and two girls walked in, and they got there a little late, and I handed them a couple of sheets. I said, hey, look up your birthday. You can join in with our discussion. And one of the girls looked at me and said, well, why don't you guess what our cards are? And I looked at them both, and I got them both right. One was a Jack of Clubs. I can tell because they have this very calm demeanor, but I can sense that underneath that calmness is this massive intelligence. Massive intelligence. It doesn't need to tell anybody. It doesn't need to show off. It is. It already is there. So I can tell Jack of Clubs women because they look kind of half man, half woman. Not ugly. I'm not saying ugly. They're attractive. But you can see that there's male and female equally in them. And there's a very calm face. Not usually real excitable types. Though there are some Jack of Clubs who get excited. But as a rule, they don't. The other girl happened to be an Eight of Diamonds, and she was really easy because, you know, the Eight of Diamonds, when they smile, that's just like a big, sunny disposition. So maybe you're getting good at picking out people's cards yourself. So the Jacks. So the Jack has moved into the royal family, but also they have made, they are the card of initiation. It means they are meant to, over the course of their life, rise up to a higher level of their suit, from a lower level. From a lower level to a higher level of expression. So you would say like a Jack of Clubs would be a higher knowledge, which would be more like a spiritual knowledge. Jack of Hearts is a higher love. And they are the symbol for a sacrificial love. You know, the highest love in astrology is Neptune. Neptune is considered, Venus in the sign of Pisces, which is ruled by Neptune, is considered the highest love. It's the love that would sacrifice on behalf of the love of the beloved. So Jack of Hearts is a living example of the Venus in Pisces. No matter if they have it or not, they all act and live their life as if they do. All of them. Jack of Diamonds is a higher values, you know. They're here to show. Now, not all Jacks reach up to this higher level. And Jack of Spades would be a higher lifestyle, higher living, higher work, higher purpose, higher intent, you might say, for Jack of Spades. Now, you've got to realize that not all these people who are Jacks reach that goal. But they're here to show you that goal. They're here to be a symbol for that. And then along with being in the royal family, the Jacks have superpowers, some of them. I mean, really, they're like the most resourceful people you'll ever meet. They can always find their way out of a situation. They can find a way through. They're like kind of like mercury that's in your hand. It can slip out your hand really easy. A Jack can go this way or that to make everything work out the way they want it to. And the Jack of Clubs has a photographic memory. A lot of them do. The guy that did the windows in our house here in Nashville, he's a Jack of Clubs Libra. And he was very interesting. He was actually super responsible. Of course, I don't know his whole life, but he's obviously married. And he was super responsible, and he was so detail-oriented that when he was done, the job was absolutely perfect. I mean, you just couldn't fault the work at all. It was done to the highest level and standard of specification. And that's the Jack of Clubs putting their mind to extremely practical use. And a lot of them do that. You know, we think of Jacks as being tricky, but a lot of Jacks make great contributions to the world. Now, of course, being in the royal family, having all these gifts of creativity and so forth, they are tempted to misuse those at times, and a lot of them do. You can count on it. I mean, some of the greatest people who are Jacks have also done some of the most disgusting things and often gotten away with it and never even got caught. I mean, if you meet a Jack, you may be meeting somebody who actually has done a lot of things that you would have no idea they've ever done. Because that creativity is there, and they have the resourcefulness to make it happen. I remember one of my sisters who's a Queen of Hearts. She's actually a Jack of Diamonds herself with a Queen of Hearts ruling card. she had a Jack of Diamonds boyfriend who was a Leo Jack of Diamonds. I really liked him. I'm a Queen of Diamonds. We got along great. Well, that guy ended up ripping off one of my other sisters, stealing a lot of things out of her garage and just taking off. And then he ended up being in jail. And I realized later that some Jacks, they start the life of crime very early, and it just becomes ingrained in them. It just becomes who they are and what they do. There's just no separating them. So are they sinners or are they saints? Because a Jack can be the saint too, and they all have an interest in metaphysics. They all have an interest in rising up to a higher level, a higher distinction, whether it's love, knowledge, values, or the work that they do. So the Jacks are very, very fun to watch. And look at the cards that have Jacks as karma cards. Like the Seven of Clubs is a great example. It has a Jack of Spades, second karma card, and a Jack of Clubs in, I believe it's in Jupiter. So this was President Clinton as a Seven of Clubs. And they never get caught. They used to have a nickname for President Clinton. It was Slick Willie. Slick Willie. It's perfect. It fits that Super Jack energy that he had that nobody really was aware of all that much. I mean, except people in the cards. But he was able to use that successfully to get what he wanted. Pretty much handled it. So this ends our discussion tonight about the Jacks. We are going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. I heard the lines are full. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys tonight. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll be right back after this break. was a song called Season Change, Seasons Change, that I recorded about a year ago. Hope you enjoyed it. I wanted to mention, we've been working diligently on our new website, which is e7thunders.com. Some of you have gone there and you signed up there. Basically, the same products are on there, but we just decided to have them all hosted on a different website that made it easy to do. And it's coming along. And we're just about ready to release the new version of the Book of Destiny program, which is going to be completely web-based. You'll have no compatibility issues. You'll be able to look up your cards or the cards of anybody you know. Really, with that program on your web page, you won't even really need the books. You'll have everything at your fingertips. It's going to be real exciting. So look for an announcement sometime in the next week to 10 days. We are coming down the home stretch. And then shortly after that, we'll be having the Love Cards software program available on the website as well. We're going to have two versions of that. The professional version, which allows unlimited reports, and the normal version, which you can use to look up things, but you'll have to pay for reports, but it'll be a lot cheaper program, and you'll get a discount for the reports. It's going to be real exciting. We're going to be making an announcement about that soon. Okay, it's time to open up our phone lines. We have lots of callers tonight. Our first guy is Robbie from Louisiana. He's a King of Diamonds, Two of Diamonds, April the 8th, 1946. Are you there, Robbie?
Here I am. This is Robert.
How's it going?
Well, yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going for you?
Yeah, so-so, same old thing over and over again. But it's okay. I can't complain. I'm
that little
man on a totem pole, even though I'm a King of Diamonds.
Yes, you are a King of Diamonds.
I don't think it means, I don't see how it could mean anything, you know. I'm just like anybody else.
Well, it shows, it has a certain number of characteristics associated with it that you have. Now, it has potential in different areas. And I'm sure that, you know, all your life you've acted like a King of Diamonds. Even when you were a child,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So have you read my books at all? I mean, are you familiar already with your card?
The Destiny book. I really hadn't gone through that too much with all the graphs and everything. Yeah, but you know, you check out the love cards and self gratification, like.
So did you call with a question tonight, Robbie?
Oh, I was just thinking my life is not moving where it should be. But, you know, I think maybe I will try to support a good effort, you know, with money or something like that. I think that would be part of my life, you know. If you can't do it yourself, support somebody else who can.
That's a great idea. I think when you start taking your gifts that you have and sharing those with others, it might actually have a transformation for yourself.
Yeah, because I'm not really a salesperson. I've been on these multi-level businesses. I am a that's not good for me. I just like to support something that I can believe in. This guy who's making this fantastic invention and so forth, and, you know, support my religion and whatever. Something along those lines, you know. Just be a supporter. Well, other things, too, I may go into. But, you know, that's one of the things I want to do. I don't make that much money, but, you know, I can somehow maybe get some money.
Well, you know, looking at your cards this year, this could be a good year for you. You have this very powerful card, the Ten of Spades, a couple of times in very prominent positions. So I would be looking for something to get involved in that could get you excited and get your juices flowing.
Yeah, that's about it. I really thank you. I talked to you about, 10 years ago, and now, less than 10, but I like this Destiny card you have. So,
talk to you later,
and thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in, Robbie. Good talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next person and our next caller is Christy from Walnut Creek. Hey, Christy, I know who you are. July 17th, 1955. She's 55 years old. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Thank you. Hi, Robert. How are you?
We're getting moved in.
Well, I think about you, you know, in North Carolina, and I figured, well, I'll just come out to Asheville and visit.
Oh, yeah. You would like it here, actually. It's really fun.
I know. I've been there. I've been there before. You were the one who told me about it before my last trip.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so you know the lay of the land here a little bit. That's great.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, I'm a jack of clubs.
Yes, you are.
So I figured it's my night. I'm going to call in. And I have a question about moving.
Yeah, so you just had a birthday as well. So what's going on for you this year? What are you up to?
Well, I moved locally into a better place. But, you know, I have the Saturn line here, and I have been... Anyway, I've got so many things going on. My thing is to be able to focus. And I've had this other career I've been planning for several years to... try. You know,
uh-huh.
I don't know how it's going to pan out, but at least to try it. And so I was thinking about making some connections in Scottsdale, since my Jupiter line is right there, and getting off here. But, you know, it takes time to get licensed and to send out resumes and make contacts. So my question for you is, when would a good time for an actual move be? I mean, do you see that? Or, because I see in my 56th year, the Mars period with the Five of Diamond and Ten of Diamond. I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's...
Why are you looking so far away?
Because it takes time to get licensed, and I don't want to move and not have a way to make an income.
Oh, okay. So you're not ready to move until next year. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it depends how long. I could be ready to move in 4 months. I didn't want to move around. You know, 4 months is the holidays. It's kind of, you know, I wanted
Okay. So if you want to align yourself with the energies that are present, you want to move in your Jupiter period this year.
Yeah, 8 and 5.
That's right.
Okay.
Very simple.
All right. Well, that sounds great.
You got a change there. You've got money, all associated with it. So you want to plan it. So that's when you move.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Do I look like a jack of clubs, Robert? You never told me if I look like a jack of clubs.
Well, yes, you do actually.
Okay.
But you have a little bit more of a sunny disposition. You're a little more outgoing, more bright and cheerful than a lot of them that I've met. But yes.
Well, thank you.
And you got that Queen of Spades ruling card, which you also, you know, contributes to how you look as well.
Right, right. Well, I look forward to seeing you again, and I'll be thinking about you. We're going to Toto Santos for a concert in the park this Thursday. So.
Don't get me to start missing California, all right? Don't do that.
Okay. All right, Robert. Well, you take care and say hi to Desiree.
I will. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you, Christy.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. So, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry now. Christy came to my class about planning with the cards. She actually already knew the answer to that question. She just wanted confirmation. That's the kind of thing we talk about in planning with the cards. It's a course available now on our new website for those of you who couldn't make it to the live class. Okay, next up is Julia from Detroit. She's a Queen of Clubs, Libra, October 10th, 1969, 40 years old. Are you there, Julia?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Actually, spoke with you. It must have been... I called into a show, must have been like 3 years ago, I want to say, possibly 4 years ago. So it's good to be able to call in again.
Sure.
I got quite a few questions, and I hope you can help me give me some guidance. I've been kind of a good follower of your love cards and also destiny cards. So there's been a lot of interesting things that's been going on in my life that sort of feels like it's all coming to a head between last month and just last 2 weeks.
Well, just so you know, I usually only give people one question.
Okay, well, I'll...
So,
I know, I won't
so you know, you want to hone in on the one that you really, it's the most important, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Well, the most important thing is that just as of 2 weeks ago, I met somebody at a training, you know, the kind of like a leadership training boot camp kind of thing that I attended, not expecting to meet anybody. It was just one of those meetings that was pretty, you know, one of those you start feeling like, wow, you know, this is amazing and we click
sure.
really well. There's a lot of connection and chemistry. And, what I'm trying to figure out is, well, a couple of things. Well, number one, what he is, I guess, a joker, is his birth card.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make heads or tails out of it because I've never met anybody with friends or lover with that birth card. And I know that there's really not a whole lot of information. So two things, well, not two things. I guess number one is, what, if anything, I can make out of this? I'm feeling a lot of, you know, connection, and we're getting a lot of signs. You know, there's this, definitely this connection, this feeling like, you know, we've known each other like forever. But then, you know, there's a little bit of a hesitancy on my part and also on his part at this point because he's just transitioning out of his last relationship. And
okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how, you know, with an understanding of love cards, if I could use that as any guidance as to how we should proceed, you know.
Well, you're showing a King of Hearts right now, and that was in effect when you met him. So have you guys been lovers yet?
No, not yet. I've made out, but we haven't really gone off. I mean, is that what you're asking?
Okay.
Well,
the reason I always ask people that, and they're a little, you know, it sounds a little crazy, but that distinction is very important. Like when two people finally do have sex, that's like a line has been crossed, see? So that's why I asked that, to see exactly where you've gotten. You can't use the cards to determine anything about this Joker guy or your compatibility with him. You're not going to be able to get anything helpful on that level. But you can look in your own cards and see that there's a lover present in your life. And what is the
right.
influence, and what does it look like, you know? And, you know, like a Joker can be any card in the deck, so he can be there. If he chooses to be with you, he can be with you in whichever way you need him to be, most likely. You follow?
Oh, wow.
You know, they have the ability. They're like shapeshifters. Okay?
Right. That's the impression I got.
Yeah.
And then the main thing is like I said, the glitches at the moment that we met, I guess he was just, he had just broken up, but have not moved out of his current, abode, you know, with his, ex-girlfriend. And it was just, he had, planned on doing that. After,
well,
you know,
he may not be done with that relationship. It's probably better for you to wait to sit back and
yes.
give him some time to see what he does. Because, you know, people have a habit of sometimes going back.
Right. That's what went, exactly. And I always believe that it's important to make sure that he's complete with that relationship and have a clearing, have it all completely free and clear before. So that
right.
he could be 100% available.
Yeah,
so
you know, I mean, indications are, though, that this could be something that lasts for a little while, okay? It's hard to say, again, because he's a joker. We can't really pin him down. But
right.
in your cards, there are indications. So perhaps this is going to go farther. But again, you should be very cautious at this point in the relationship. Just, you know,
yes.
for practical reasons.
Right. That's what I was aware of. And I know that the King of Heart period ends, like, next week, pretty much. I'm like, is it the 18th or the
1952? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 19th. And then I'm shifting, I think, on the next phase, I think it's King of Clubs.
That's correct.
From what I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a king of clubs in your next period. That's correct. Yeah,
right.
So, you know, it's hard to say from all that. I really can't say much about him from those cards, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, so I appreciate you calling. Thanks for being my guest tonight. I'm going to let you go now, and we're going to take a short break, okay?
Great, thank you so much. Okay, bye.
All right, good talking to you. Good night, Julia. Okay, a quick break. We'll be back with your calls. Let's see, we're going to play Transition. Transitions. So many of us are in the midst of transitions these days. Really, when things change so dramatically like they are in the world today, one has to be flexible. one has to be resourceful. One has to be willing to bend and to change to meet the new conditions around you. And that's what's going on for a lot of us right now at this time in history. Okay, back to our callers, looking into the destiny now of Tanya from Montreal, whose birthday is May 30th, 1966. She's a Two of Clubs, King of Clubs, 44 years old. How are you, Tanya?
How are you? Yes, transition major. Definitely.
Yes, definitely. But in your case, Tanya, a very good transition.
It feels that way. It feels that way.
Yeah.
It feels I was 10 years like in a lot of soul searching and searching for my purpose and so on, and my kids growing up at the same time, and it seems like I finally connected with what I want to do.
Yes.
So it's been tough. I've been experimenting a lot, but finally I found it. So that's about that. And my main question tonight, it's tricky because, you know, I'm a worrier. And my big worry this time is my two kids. And first is my son that he had a painful accident in his eye, and there's opposing opinions about if he needs another operation. And his birthday is December 30, 1995. So I wonder if it's a good thing to have an operation and when would be the best time to have it.
Well, he's in Saturn right now, and he has an Ace of Spades, which is a very difficult card. I mean, this whole thing that's happened is going to change his life in a big way. You understand?
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be for the better, but it may have some effects.
Better to wait?
I think I would have it now if I were you.
There's in Saturn.
Yes. See, actually, people think it's bad to have an operation in Saturn, but it's not, actually. Saturn is the period that's governed by doctors. So it's actually a good time.
Okay.
The accident occurred in his Saturn period, correct?
No, actually, it didn't.
When did it occur?
It happened 3 years ago.
Oh, I see.
And we've been battling with it. We've been battling, you know, he had an operation a year after. And he's had, like, a prison treatment to, you know, to fix double vision. And
In that case, I would change my answer. I would say do it in the Uranus period. Okay?
Well, that is really helpful. And the other question is, like, I find the cards of me, my son, and my daughter are intertwining a lot, like, within this year and next.
Sure.
And I'm worried about my daughter because she's Three of Diamonds. She was born January 24, 93.
Yeah, well, you're worried about everything, so that's not
anything
new.
Yeah, I know, but this year she's in my Saturn again, you know? So it's like, I don't know how to guide her.
Well, maybe you can't guide her.
That's why.
See, this is one thing that's really hard for parents to get, but each of our children comes in with their entire own karmic package. And it often has nothing to do with us. You know, their traits have nothing to do with our traits, frequently. Now, she may have similarities to you, like she may be a worrier also, but she worries about different things than you do. You know what I mean?
She
can't make up her mind about stuff, is more like what's going on for her. And she's going to be a much different person than you, you know. Her ruling card is a Nine of Clubs, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So she's going to have a lot of boyfriends.
Oh, I'm so tired of that. It's like, please settle down, you know?
No, well, you can forget it, okay? Just forget it, you know?
Thank you.
You're going to have to let her be herself, or you can just struggle and suffer trying to make her to be something you think she should be. She is not you.
No, I agree. That's what my husband tells me all the time. And she's not into the cards.
your husband is a wise man. I think you should listen to him.
No,
okay.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you being my guest tonight, Tanya. Have a great evening. It's great talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is, let's see here, Becky from Louisiana. Possible boyfriend.
Hi, Robert.
Becky's a four diamonds, eight of diamonds, looking at a possible king of diamonds guy. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm a four diamonds, eight of diamonds, sun card, and he's June 4th. I think that's the king of diamonds.
Same birthday as Angelina Jolie.
Oh. Well, I just met him 2 weeks ago, and he's a second Hispanic man I've been attracted to. He's somewhat younger than I, but we have tremendous attraction.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious what's going on, or should I pursue this, or...
Well, could we even stop you if we wanted to?
No.
No, it's already a done deal. Just go ahead and get on with it, okay?
Okay.
It's already happened. You just don't know it yet. It's already happened. It's already in the cards. You're going to end up with this guy by the end of your birthday. It's already happened. He's your result card this year.
Sir?
He's your result card this year.
Wow.
So, if you looked in the cards of your destiny book, you would have seen that already. In your eight of diamonds... Actually, in your four diamond spread, he's your Pluto and your result card. So he's already in your life. Go ahead and go with the flow. Follow your heart and see where it leads you. It'll be good.
Okay. Yes, he's very awesome.
Well, you don't have to tell us. Go ahead and prove it by jumping in and seeing what happens.
I've already jumped in.
Oh, okay, you're already in. Okay, good for you.
Yes, we just went out Friday night. We've known each other a couple of weeks, but we went out Friday night, took me to dinner.
Uh-huh.
I have a small issue with the age.
Well, that's something you'll have to...
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't stop you from going out, did it?
No, it didn't. I was just concerned if there's another man that's coming back to me, because I've been feeling that.
Yeah, well, you're a Pisces. You feel things that other people don't, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, Becky, I appreciate you calling. Good luck and have fun.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Have fun, and we look
Bye-bye.
Forward to hearing from you in the future. Okay, next up is a Eight of Clubs Four Spades, October 14th, 1976. Her name is Disha from Portland, Oregon.
Hi.
And what's your question, Disha?
Well, I had a question in mind. I know that, from what I know, I was thinking, you know, I know the topic was supposed to be on the Jack suit of cards, and I know that's one of my karma cards, and I was like, wanting to know more information on that particular card, or how would I know if I meet someone who crossed my path, or should I go around asking for the birthday? I mean,
you have, I think you're referring to the Jack of Hearts as one of your karma cards,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you gotta realize that you're in a whole different family. Your karma cards don't behave like the other karma cards do. You're in a special family of seven cards. All of these cards are connected karmically, but not in the same way as the other 45. Okay? When you will run into Jack of Hearts people in your life. Okay. You probably already have run into Jack of Hearts people. Have you?
I believe I have. I mean, sometimes I can feel like I'm a lot closer to some people than others, you know, and rather people who are able to, I don't know, maybe connect me or lift me up to a higher place. In other words, you know, just kind of help me out and going towards my goals.
I'm suggesting is if you start looking at the birthdays of all the people you know, you're going to find out that you've already met Jack of Hearts people. Okay?
Okay.
Probably have. But the other Jacks you don't have any karmic connections with, you know.
Oh, boy. Just
the Jack of Hearts. But you also have the same connection with the King of Spades, Seven of Diamonds, Nine of Hearts, Ace of Clubs, and Two of Hearts cards. So keep everything in perspective. There's a lot more to the story, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
Okay.
So, and you know, you need to start asking everybody their birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you got to find out who's in your life. I don't think you really have a clue right now. You need to go find out who all your family members. You should look all of them up, even cousins and, you know, ex-boyfriends or boyfriends or husbands or, you know, whatever. Look them all up. You got to know all their cards. You got to.
Yeah. I know some of them, but not all of them. At least those that I'm close to, rather. But
yeah,
others,
sure.
I don't know. Not that I feel it's insignificant. Well, then I don't know.
just go. They're probably on Facebook. Go look them up on Facebook. Everybody's connecting with all their old friends on Facebook now. I mean, we just connected with a girlfriend I had when I was like 18 years old. No, 17 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's on Facebook. It's amazing. You can find anybody that you used to know on Facebook. And even if you don't talk to them, you can get their birthday off of there usually.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Great having you
like
on the show tonight, Disha. You have a great evening. Okay?
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Winston, who I've spoken to before. He's the King of Diamonds, July 2nd, 1969. Are you there, Winston?
I am, Robert. Thank you for taking my call. Always
welcome
a pleasure
back
to speak with you as well.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. We're currently in a transition, myself and my wife, and our books are currently packed, so it's hard to follow along. But looking to see if you pick up anything for either career change or big transition in our life at this moment.
Well, you guys are always in a transition. Every time you call, you're in a transition.
We are, yes. It's funny. I'm not sure whose card is rolling here. So.
I think your life is fairly unstable.
It is.
That's the impression
I'm starting
to derive. We're
looking to see when it'll stabilize a bit because it's starting to get a little bit annoying.
Well, you know, I mean, what's your wife's birthday, by the way?
She's a nine of clubs. She's December 9th.
Oh, okay. So she's a nine of clubs and a king of diamonds?
King of diamonds, yeah.
And you are the king of diamonds, king of hearts?
Yeah.
So she's the boss in the family. I should be talking to her.
Okay. Well, she's feeling the same way, so we're both looking for a little guidance.
Well, you know, I think you both probably have to take turns being the boss in different areas, actually.
Okay.
But looking at your cards, okay, what I see here is that the long range six of clubs combined with the ace of spades displacement card, this is definitely a year for you to really connect with something higher in your life, like something you're going to do that has a higher meaning, a higher purpose.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what you've been doing since I talked to you last time, but, you know, something is definitely changing, shifting there for you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems unusual because I think you've already shifted a couple of times.
Yes, and I still haven't found out what I've, I mean, the King of Diamonds is good at many things. Like yourself, you've had
yes.
many careers and...
You have to really ask for it.
That really means something to me.
Well, you have to really ask for it, and you have to really let, I would say, I call it God. You have to let the universe or God know that you're ready to do whatever is asked, you know?
Okay.
I'm ready to just say, you know, I'm ready to do it. Just show me what it is. And be prepared for a big change because you're displacing the Ace of Spades. I mean, there's something that really has to shift here for you guys, for you especially,
mm-hmm.
in all of this. There's something that really has to shift in the way that you've been living your life or something along these lines. It's hard to say without knowing more about you, but the year is just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say be looking for that thing which will really turn you on. You know, what will really get you excited, like, wow, I can't wait to do this. You know, like, what would it be that would have you feel like, wow, I just can't wait. Can't wait to get out of bed tomorrow morning just so I can do this. It's that
exciting. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, that's good.
The careers I've had have kind of tended to run their course and starting to get a little monotonous. So,
well, you know, usually people have to sort of, especially people who have a spiritual bent, the change is generally to something more meaningful. In other words, what you give people, what you have to end up giving people in the work that you're going to do has to have a deeper spiritual significance than what you've been giving people in the past. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
You have to align yourself with giving something that has a more intimate spiritual value. Something that will cause you to grow personally. See, mm-hmm. Not just some product or something out there that is you can sell, but it doesn't really. You need to be challenged yourself through by what you're doing. It has to challenge you as well. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it certainly does. Yes.
Okay. Well,
any suggestions
be looking for that. You know, like my teacher used to say to us, one of my best teachers, he would say, when you think about your career, think about what it is you want most in your life. What is it you really want the most in life, and give that to other people?
Wow. Something to ponder.
And that's exactly why I chose to do the work that I do, because to me it's spiritual work. It brings higher mm-hmm. awareness, and that's what I get back. I get back higher awareness from people by doing it with people. By giving it to people, I get it returned to me. Keeps me on my toes. It's
Absolutely.
Often not easy. You know, I needed the help, though, because I'm a queen of diamonds. That's a tough card. I could use the help. So I chose it consciously. And you could do the same. Something along those lines. You know.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, great talking
much,
to you, Winston.
I appreciate
you being my guest tonight, Winston.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to keep moving along here with a couple more calls until we run out of time because I'm on a roll. Santa Lee, interesting name, November 21st, 1968 from Portland. Are you there, Santa?
This girl's a Scorpio, too, calling.
Are you a Scorpio? Are you sure you're a Scorpio?
He's asking you right now, are you a Scorpio? Are you
Hey, turn your radio off. Turn your internet radio off, please. Okay? So we can talk. Hello? Is Santa there?
Robert Camp? Hello?
Yes. Am I talking to Santa?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
You're talking to Jinin if you're talking to me.
Okay, you're confusing me. First of all, did you turn off your internet speaker so you can hear me directly? Hello?
Hello. I think you guys might have got your calls line. It's Jinin LaFlamme calling.
Okay, your name is what?
Jinin LaFlamme.
Are you October 26,
1976? That's me. Oh, my gosh. I knew there was something wrong with the phone lines. Yes. Yes,
okay.
I'm not the other girl.
Okay. We got you lined up. We'll come back to Santa Lee in a minute. Thank you for clarifying. Okay, so this is Janine.
Yes, that's correct. I'm calling from the capital of Canada. I'm from Ottawa.
Ottawa's the capital of Canada? I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
It sounds like you have a little pride in being there. Is that true?
Well, it's not so much pride. I'm just extremely excited to get a hold of you.
Okay, great.
I've actually
been
studying your book only for a short period of time, and I've been studying astrology and numerology now for several years. And it's unbelievable what your books have revealed to me. And my passion, honestly, is to actually try and become in your fellowship. And that's my question. My question is to proceed forward and actually go under your wing and do this, because this is phenomenal. Like, I've been helping people spiritually and so many people so many years, and I'm extremely intuitive. I'm also clairaudient. I can hear so many things through my dreams. It's just, and when I saw this, when your book came in the mail, I'm going to be quite frank, when I saw your book in the mail, I ordered your book because I was looking through relationship readings. And I didn't understand when I first looked at it. I'm like, oh, cards. I thought that I had to pull out a deck of cards and start, until I started reading it, I was actually floored by what I saw.
I love that kind of feedback.
And
thank
my card is hard. It is hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you share. It's interesting. We have another woman in the fellowship with your same birthday.
Oh, that's really. Well, you know, Hillary Rose Clinton's born on the same day as me, right?
Yeah. Who did you say? Abraham Lincoln?
No, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh, yeah, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yes, I was very aware of that. I've been following her for years.
That's amazing. So you have another lady in the fellowship with my birthday. Is she much older than me?
She's just started like 6 months ago. She's going to be initiated next month. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
well,
you know,
you
she's pretty psychic
me,
too. So
it's like I'm doing the talking here. I'm waiting for you to talk to me.
Well, you know, you're on the right track. You have the right feeling for the work. We, you know, not everybody feels the same way about the system, you know. And some people are called, you know, they're called by how they feel about it. And we'd love to have you in the fellowship. So, you know, just send me an email. We'll get things started.
Do I send it the email, because you have two email addresses, the seven thunders. I can't send an email from where I'm from, but first of all, I have to, you know, I'm kind of jumping the gun. Obviously, I have to study, you know, I need training and certification, right?
Well, we train you. That's what being in the fellowship is. You get trained by us. And you know, you have to have a basic foundational knowledge. You have to have read the books and have used them for
Trust me, I've been
or two.
Reading your books.
Yeah, you have to have some basic fundamental knowledge about it. But if you know, and we'll talk to you about it. Like, it's not for everybody, but we'll be happy to entertain it with you and talk to you about it and see if it's the right thing for you.
So. Yeah.
So you
well,
can just start by sending me an email.
So far,
that'll
what
be the
I'm
best
reading is like a purpose. Like this year, I think I'm supposed to find a purpose. I don't know if that's right, if you see that.
Well, let me take a look here real quick. Da-da-da-da. Yes, you do have that Six of Diamonds result card. That's a pretty strong indicator. And it very well could be. So my advice to you is, again, to start this out by you sending an email, and
we'll
eventually have a conversation. But first, we do the emails.
That was my question, because I really wanted to know where to start, because I have great passion. I'm an extremely passionate person. You can obviously tell by my talk.
You're out front. You're very,
prideful.
Very strong. I like that.
My husband's a Leo.
Good.
He's a jack of hearts. So.
What's that?
I said my husband is the jack of hearts, and I noticed tonight's topic was on the jack of hearts, but I really wanted to ask a question for myself.
That's great. So send an email, and I'm gonna have to let you go because we're running out of time.
Problem.
But just send an email, and we'll get the conversation started. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Have a
Bye-bye.
Great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, let's see here is Santa Lee still with us?
Yeah, it's Santa Lee, Robert. Hi.
Santa Lee. And you are November 21st, 1968?
Correct.
And are you a Scorpio or a Sag?
I affiliate with Scorpio.
Okay, just wanted to get that clear.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my first time calling in, and I've exchanged just a couple emails with you recently, and have been using the books for 6 or 7 years now, and I'm just really full of gratitude to get to talk to you right now.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. So I'm looking at your cards for the year. Do you have a question you'd like to ask?
I have so many questions. I'm trying to think what would be the most useful one right now. I've been in partnership with Five of Clubs for 4 years now. He's April 29th, 1954.
Okay.
And Five of Clubs is my Pluto card.
Yes.
And his planetary ruling card is an Ace of Spades, which is my cosmic lesson card. And
yes.
It does feel more than anything else that at least he to me is a teacher in our relationship, and our relationship is very much about growth. Guess
yeah.
I was wondering, when I'm doing readings for myself, how do I decide which planetary ruling card to give more importance to? Because I have two. I have a King of Spades and a Five of Clubs.
Yes. Well, generally speaking, you pick the first one. The King of Spades would be more important most of the time. Because, see, the Scorpion is like Scorpion. The Scorpio is the Scorpion and the Eagle, right?
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with? The Eagle is the transformed Scorpio. And the Scorpion is the lower form of the Scorpio. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Most Scorpio people don't achieve the Eagle until later in life. So usually the Pluto card, ruling card, is not so important until later in life. The Mars card is always important. It's always in effect. So we would always look there. Okay?
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, I think so. And with regards to the Five of Clubs being my secondary planetary ruling card and my partner being a Five of Clubs, would you have any comment to make on that?
Well, yes, he's a mirror for you of some kind. Now, you know,
yeah.
Normally men who are Five of Clubs can't be monogamous, you know. Usually they can't be monogamous.
Yeah, he's a little bit older now. He's in his mid-50s, and I think he's moved beyond that point in his life
yeah.
now.
Yeah, he might have. He might have, like, got to a point where he really can't pull that off anymore.
No, he actually is the one who's talking about wanting to get married, and actually
I get that too. I get that. So, you know, I mean, if in fact he has shifted and changed, then that could be good. But that's a big if. And see, you have a little bit of that in you as well. You understand?
I do.
You have that same thing. That secret
that
love affair,
lack of commitment.
Fixation, and fear of commitment. So you guys are mirrors of each other,
yeah.
See? And that's why you're really drawn together for as long as it lasts. Now, whether you would make the commitment of marriage or not is a big question, just as much as it is for him. You know what I mean?
It has been.
I've seen people like you guys get together, and then as soon as the guy says, okay, I want to get married, the girl starts thinking, I need to be somewhere else right now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
She starts looking down at her watch going, I think I got to leave really quick.
Well, we've had about a 3.5 year engagement, and I'm finally.
And as long as there was no date on it, you were fine.
I'm getting comfortable with the notion.
See, as long as there's no date on the engagement, you're fine. As soon as there's a date set, you're going to start sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes real. An engagement, by the way, without a date is not an engagement. It's a fake. It's not a real engagement.
Okay.
Any engagement without
a
date set
is
It's just a club bullshit thing. You follow me?
Well, then it made him feel better for asking.
It made you both feel like, oh, we don't have to really talk about it now. Let's go back to just being together. We don't want to talk about commitment. So, I mean, this is a perfect relationship for you. Whether you guys will ever get married or not, that's another question. Okay?
How much credence do you give to looking at the 89th and 90th years for those sorts of things and seeing who's at play in those years?
Well, all the connections in the Love Cards book come from those two spreads.
Mm-hmm.
So we give ultimate credence to those two spreads. But you have to know how to read them. You don't know all the ways of reading them. If you really want to see your connections, you know, look at the Get a Love Cards report. They're more complete than the book.
Huh.
Very, very much more complete and more accurate. So that's what I recommend.
I'm going to purchase the little book that's been made reference to in your email.
That's a great book.
These two books.
It's a great book.
The only ones
you should definitely invest in one of the reports. It's only $25, and it'll give you a lot of information about your relationship. A lot. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Sana Lee. Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Robert. Have a good night.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, well, guys, we're kind of over time, and I'm thinking it's time to end this tonight, but it's been a lot of fun. Kate, I hope you'll call back next week, who we didn't get to you, and you just had a birthday, but we will talk to you next week if you call. I guarantee it. I'll make sure we get to put you to the front of the line. It's been a great show, and I'll see you guys next week. Look for an announcement soon about the Book of Destiny software available on the web. No compatibility issues and instant gratification. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next week.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurva Svaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Turvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Saviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.
Hello, I'm Veronica Entwistle, your host of Paradigm Shifters on wonderful BBS Radio, and I want to invite you to be a paradigm shifter. This coming Sunday, August 15th, from 12 to 1, we're asking many people to join us for Earth Healing Day's sound meditation. We're consciously sending a sound wave around the planet, a healing wave, And as we do this, we create a greater critical mass of healing. So join us. Check out www.earthhealingday.com. That's www.earthhealingday.com.